DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
And the winner is, well, we knew that weeks ago, to be honest with you, but congratulations to the new Saints, our champions yet again. No envelope mix-up on the DufferBet Welsh Premier League podcast. We'll have reaction from Park Hall. We'll try to work out who will be best supporting act in the WPL, as the spots for second and third are still up for negotiation. And we'll have another peek at the leagues below. But first, Jonah, you made a point in the podcast last week about sometimes people get bored of continual success. Do you think that's the case with TNS?
Well, I hope not, Mark, because as I said again in the podcast last week, they've earned the right. When you win something for this sort of distance, 6 years on a trot, you've got to be doing something right. If it was a flash in a pan, it lasts 1 year, maybe 2 years, but this is built on a real solid base. They had an idea, you know, 10 to 15 years ago, TNS, about what they were going to do with their club, and you've just got to say to them that they've done it absolutely brilliantly. Obviously, it all goes back with Mike Harris, with his vision of the Park Hall. And then, you know, the likes of Craig coming in and Darlow and the players. They've had some great players there. I was there Saturday when they won it. If you think, right, that TNS winning a league is starting to get boring, go and have a look at their academy teams playing Bangor on Saturday. There must have been 200 footballers from either club, right, and everybody is looking to go on and do what TNS have done. Then kids got a chance of playing in Europe for a club representing Wales. And I think that's what it's all about, right? So people just see him lifting the cup, but they don't see what else is behind the story. Their story's magnificent.
Well, let's hear from best director Craig Harrison and a supporting cast of Jamie Mullen and Simon Spender.
I've been asked on numerous occasions today, does it not get sick of winning it? But certainly not. I think you've got to have a screw loose if you get sick of winning trophies. It's certainly something I've been brought up from. I'm a very competitive person, and we've got a like-minded set of staff and players that love winning, you know, and that's the big thing. I love winning trophies, and you know, and it's been another pleasurable day to day. Bangor have been the best team we've played this season so far. You know, they've come out with, they've had a go. You know, they've played two centre forwards up against her, you know, and they've got some very good players. They've got a good mixture. They've got young, very enthusiastic players, fit lads, and they've also got some very, very good quality experience with Nard Yellow and Taylor Fletcher. You know, Damien Allen's got great experience and is a really top player. So, you know, mixing that with Henry Jones and a few other youngsters, then, you know, they've got real good quality, and, you know, and like I said, I think they've been the best team we've played.
This is what we work all year for, you know, if we get all the other cups, and because we obviously want to win them, but our main thing is winning this league title, and to win it as early as we have with the run we went on at the start of the season, unbelievable. You know, it's nice to get out of the way now, we can relax and, you know, enjoy ourselves for the rest of the season.
When you know you're just minutes away from being champions and that whistle goes, it's a bit of a relief. So, I mean, we've worked hard all season, we've been in since May throughout Europe, so the lads have been a long time and worked hard, so I think totally deserved it tonight.
Okay, Jonah, this is where you earn your corn. Controversial questions coming up. Controversial question number one. So Craig Harrison's won so much with this club, you can't really see that changing unless he moves on. Wrexham apparently sniffing at the door mid-season. They were shown the door. I don't want him to go. We have a good laugh on the podcast with him. But do you think Craig's going to be managing TNS next season?
I think he will. I think he might have bought into the same thing that Mike Harris bought into, like I just said. 10 years ago, they're getting closer and closer, and they want to go through the group stage, join the group stages of the Champions League. They've very close all the time. Now they're dealing with playing with big European outfits. They had a good run in the Scottish Iron Brew Cup to the semi final, which is almost, you know, like an early round in Europe, but they just failed on the day. And in fact, I spoke to Sarge, Chris Sargent. I said, Sarge, disappointed. He said, to be brutally honest, Jonah, when we went to St Mirren, we had four or five old key players weren't up for it, making no excuses, not weren't up for it. They were unfit, Sarge himself, you know, Quigley didn't play, Draper didn't play, But they've kept this to themselves. Routledge didn't play. And when I look back on it, there was about four or five of their better players not playing. So, you know, on the day, that might have cost them. But I just think Craig Harrison has bought into this so much. He's enjoying it now. He likes the coaching. He likes the players who surrounded him. He's bringing through younger players as well. The right back or the left back last week, Ryan Price, is a nap. Get that from me now. He's a nap to be a pro. He's a pro at TNS, but he's a nap to go into the Football League. He glides at left back. I've seen him about four or five times this season now. And perhaps, you know, Craig's enjoying doing that. The club are enjoying becoming champions of Wales every year. Success, Mark, is something you should never get bored of, like I said. And until you've been other places and you come 10th in a league or 11th in a league, or you want to avoid relegation every season, you look at the likes of Harrison and all that, and then you realise what a wonderful situation they're in. And I think Craig's done it before at the likes of Airbus. So unless something really spectacular came up, like, you know, who knows, there might be some international things in the future of certain, at age levels, one might entice him. But for me, I think he's still bought in to trying to make the group stages of the Champions League, and I hope he continues it.
OK, controversial question number two. As many people taking to Twitter to condemn TNS for winning it yet again, and that, as it were, congratulating them on another brilliant success, do you think any other team in this league could topple TNS one day? Or are we going to be like the Scots? Celtic, 15 points ahead every season. We know where the number one position's going all the time.
Football does go in circles, Mark. I mean, you know that yourself, because, you know, Celtic, yeah, but it's been Rangers, and it's been Liverpool, and it's been Man United. They've had their, like, 6 or 7 year periods. It has happened before. Let's let anybody tell us that no team has dominated any leagues for years. Otherwise, you know, we'll chuck the Spanish league away, because that's Barcelona, I know, and Real Madrid, but at periods, they won it for long distances. You had your Ajaxes in Holland. You know, you've had some teams win the league further than TNS wins the league for. Football has to go on. But the challenge is set there. I think we mentioned it before, that if TNS carry on, Colin Caton in second, Andy Morrison in third, right, and Ian Dawes in fourth, will tell you, and anybody who watches this league, right, will tell you the second, third and fourth place teams at the moment are better than the second, third and fourth place teams of 10 years ago, right, in their quality, in their playing standards and all that. So that's just telling you one thing. Whoever's at the top is increasing the standards of the game. So, for me, if they carry on being magnificent, if they're going to win it, they're going to win it. But the fight to join them and get alongside with them carries on. And as you fight to try and join them, your standards go higher.
Well, that door was well and truly open for the TNS triumph by a Bala and Nomads draw. Still means, of course, there's still a fight between those two. Here's Bala's Ryan Wade and Gap's Andy Morrison.
First half started slow. Second half, I think we pushed on, could have got the result. Like I said, they only had one shot, so it's a bit guttering, but as long as you don't lose, you'll take it. Yeah, we don't want to shorten that gap. If you can keep it how it is, like I said, we've got six games to go, so I reckon we've got a good chance of getting Europe.
It's a great point, because it's a very difficult place to come, and, you know, and like I say, I've said many times, they've been together a long time and they've got a great spirit, and, you know, I felt almost impossible when they got their noses in front to get back into it, because of the wall of defence that they had and the different qualities that they have to actually defend a lead. So outstanding effort by the boys to get back into it, just a bit.
So Jonah, look, let's discuss Bala, Gap and Bangor in detail then. I don't think for a second, let me be clear here, I don't think for one second that the players or the managers of any of those sides have given up being the best that they can in this league. But I tell you what, I will point to some fans of some of the clubs, and I will point to some owners of some of the clubs who were on Twitter on Saturday night when TNS won, making it sound like there's no point that we play the rest of the league. We all may as well go and pack our bags and go on holiday for 3 weeks. Does that sort of thing affect the players?
Listen, you go to the last two games, which will most probably be played this season, right? The Welsh Cup final, okay, TNS might be in that, but you go to the European playoff. When you see, as you ask that question, I'll go back to watching Andy Morrison and Gap Connors-Key celebrating last year, right, when they qualified for Europe, right? You had good experienced pros there, like Wes Baines and the likes, right? And they were jumping up and down to make they were in Europe playing football for their club in Europe. The same has to be said about Bala. You see them celebrating last year. So this is all tittle-tattle, right? Anybody can moan about anything, right? But you ask the men where it counts. Ask the changing rooms, right? What it's like to qualify for Europe every year, right? And anybody who's ever qualified for Europe from this Welsh Premier League, right, will tell you, right, they've had the time of their life and the experience has been fantastic.
Well, there's still a bun fight in the bottom six, isn't there? But continuing to rise above it like a leaping salmon, a Newtown who beat Druids. Here's a rare goal scorer, Kieran Mills-Evans.
I think from now on we need to look forward. There's no point in dwelling on what's happened, but yeah, it is disappointing looking back because we are in a good run, and had we have done that before Christmas, then maybe we'd be in a different position. But, you know, had we not have come away with 3 points, then maybe we would still be looking over our shoulders. But no, seventh place is the only thing on our minds now, I think.
Relegation candidates in November, Europa League candidates in March. A new town this season's gap, Connors Key?
Right, at the moment, they seem to be, you know, they've been fantastic. The break, we said last week how they've dealt with it. Chris Hughes has overseen a brilliant run. You know, for weeks everybody was saying they're going to be in trouble. But you must admit, right, he's managed this really well. He had a good set of players. He didn't panic. Surprising at the time. A lot of people were doubting him whether he'd go out and buy in a transfer window or do this in a transfer window. He's basically kept the same set of players and brought them through back to form. They had a long time, mind, Mark. I think they had almost two years without a break. Now, the tactical people and the people, the stat man, really look into this league. You know, I'm just mentioning a couple of the names, like Hazelwood, most probably. I was speaking to Hazelwood about 3 months ago, and he said to me he thought that's what had happened to Newtown, that they'd overplayed for about 2 years and had caught up with them. Well, they seem to have got they've got it back now, and they could sniff another European adventure on the end of this. So, you know, you wouldn't want to be playing them at the moment. They've flown up to seventh place now. They're on 31 points. There's a little bit of a gap with them and Llandudno now before the Druids are 4 points. So another couple of wins, and it could be between Newtown and Llandudno. But the transformation's been remarkable. And I'm just one mark for giving credit to people when they deserve it. Oswell, I've mentioned Oswell in the podcast 15 to 20 times this year. If he gets 20 goals, Newtown will be okay. What's going on now, Oswell? 12 goals in the league, right? He's still got the chance to get the 20. 20 goals might get him in Europe now. I said he'd have to get 20 to keep him up. It might be 20 goals to get him into Europe. All I can do is to reiterate what I said earlier on in the season. And Hughes and Newtown are really proving themselves as a decent club.
I was going to say, when you were talking about heaping praise on somebody, I was waiting for you to say, yeah, and I'm about to heap praise on myself, because obviously, as you recall, Mark, I did predict Newtown wouldn't be the bottom of the table as far back as November. That was about right, wasn't it, Jonah?
It was as far back as I made, but self-praise is no praise, as you know. But if Nicky John's listening, as well as I'm sure she will be, thanks, Nick. First, I've been stood on the touchline every time Newtown got beat before Christmas, and you said, Jonah, why are you keeping on about Newtown when they're in the bottom two? And I kept told her then, they don't give prizes out in football until April or May. So, Nick, if you're listening, 1-0.
Oh, we've got to give her a right to reply on that. That's a bit unfair. Anyway, look, Aberystwyth was actually the game of last week, wasn't it? Those two really needed something. In the end, they got a draw. It was a thrilling game, a good crowd. Is 2-2 enough for either of them?
It suited Aberystwyth more, I think. I think Rill would have wanted to get the win, even though they scored late, and Aberystwyth might have been disappointed to drop a point because it was 2-1 at half-time. But Toby Jones, who's had a great season for Rill, by the way, I think he's been excellent for him. He weighed in with a goal in the 82nd minute. Aberystwyth looked strong. You only got to look at the two goal scorers. You know, Mark Jones now, obviously ex-Carmarthen, great centre-forward in this league. Phil Baker, you know, Baker, great player in this league, obviously from TNS, but they should be have enough to stay up now, Aber. I just think Rill still have the battle on. There's only 2 points in it, by the way, but the signing of Baker, I think, could be really key to Aber. If ever you're going to make a signing around about this time, you know, sometimes Baker really ticks the box because he can organise and he's been in a successful team for a long time. He's been there once before as well, and I think he could end up a real big sign-in by Bish.
Yeah, I have my... I don't like this loan signing for Baker, you know. At this time of year, I don't know, I think it might give him an unfair advantage, mightn't it?
Well, obviously, it's within the rules, otherwise, you know...
I know it's within the rules. I'm not saying anybody's broken any rules, but, you know, I don't know. If I was Real or any of the other teams, I'd be a bit grumpy about that.
Well, I'll tell you this, Mark, you only got to look at the English Premier League, and there's teams undoubtedly have stayed up on loans. Undoubtedly, teams have stayed up on loans, and perhaps it's filtering down to our league now. But if you get the chance to bring in a key centre-half and you're third from bottom of the league with 5 or 6 games to go, right, you're going to bring him in, Mick, every week.
Yeah, absolutely. If the opportunity's there, you'll take it. Now, we have praised TNS for their league-winning achievement, but I tell you what, there's a more unexpected story of glory to talk about in Welsh club football this week. Congratulations, Prestatyn Town, for winning the Hughes-Grey-Cymru Alliance. Now, hold on, I know what the Carnarvon fans are saying. It's not technically over yet, but come on. You've got to lose. They've got to lose every game. The Coffees are going to win every game, and they're going to win it by about 7 or 10 nil. So as far as I'm concerned, a club that was facing a winding up order in October has made other sides need snookers and beat them to the title. And Jonah, look, we've had Gibbo on this podcast, we've had Lee, the chief executive of Prestatyn, on this podcast, and we were talking in November about a winding up order, almost rags to trophy riches after the hell that that club's been through. No one deserves it more, in my opinion.
Yeah, congratulations to Gibbo and the lads, they've done absolutely brilliant. Hey, play 25, by the way, let's have it now. Play 25. 122, drawn 2, lost 1, 4-100. 100 goals for against 26, right, with a goal difference of 74, right? Now, that's been an entertaining season from Gibbo, and they proved this in the Welsh Cup when they played Gap Connors Key and took them all the way. They could be a force to be reckoned with next year if he keeps a couple of them young players, because I know a couple of them young players are being looked at by other clubs, but it seems Prestatyn, like it's a club who they look after their players, they look after their manager, there's no knee-jerk decisions there. And Gibbo, with Gaz Wilson, you know, Gaz knows this league inside out. They got Parker at the back, you know, and they got a group of youngsters there. I'm sure they'd have a great season next year when they come back up. I hope they do come back up. As I said last week, I hope they pass. They tick all the boxes because they look ready. They look really set to come back into the Welsh Premier League.
And look, here I will say for the Carnarvon fans, I have also got to say fundamental praise for Carnarvon too, and some great news for them in the past 7 days as well. Extended Ewan Williams' contract by another 2 years. Jonah, rightly deserved for him. We've seen Carnarvon do so well in cup games this season, and they've won a decent chunk of the Hughes Grey as well. They played some great, impressive football. We're a big fan of Ewan on this podcast, and quite right, he's kept on.
Oh, brilliant, mate. Lovely. I love it to see when, especially the younger managers get themselves new contracts as well. It's great for the club. Well done, the committee of Carnarvon Town, for awarding him the contract and letting it, you know, be known to the public anyway, that they're happy with their manager. And it is brilliant for a manager. It's just like a player, I suppose, you know, getting touted by other clubs, but then a club coming in and giving him a pay rise. That's just the way football goes. But look at the season Carnarvon have had. Then in the semi-finals of the Welsh Cup, they're second in the league. They've won 16 out of 25 games. They've only lost 4. They scored, you know, they've had a wonderful, wonderful season. Perhaps it's the freak season that Prestatyn have had that is the only thing that have upset them. But they're still in the Welsh Cup semi-final. And, you know, they still fancy their chances. Don't worry about that.
And down south, the fight continues. The top four winning by comfortable margins this week. But you really do have to look at Barry's goal difference, don't you, Jonah, and think that's a great cushion to have.
Well, it is a great cushion to have because that's the point. And they've been built on defensive stability. They've left 14 goals in 20 games. That sort of form usually wins any league. You know, the team in second place, surprisingly, let in 38. You'd think that would be a massive difference in points because of the difference in goals both have let in. But that's how tough that league's been down south. Barry top with 41 points. Goitre second with 40. And then you can go down to Cumbrian Celtic in eighth. And they're on 33 points. So you still think they can win it.
Well, I tell you what, Jonah. Look, you look at how well Carnarvon are. They're not going to come up. Barry, Haverford West, Goitre, Penabont. One of those might not, well, quite a few of those might not make it. And you wonder now, hey, here's an idea. Nobody's had this idea before. Do you think we should make the league 16 teams?
Oh, yeah. 12 has improved the standards and everything. I'm a bit old-fashioned, as you know, right? I'd love to see teams who have the quality and the ability and the wedge and the facilities, right? And then we're talking about, you know. But if you had 16 teams with the quality, say, of Ballytown and Prestatyn coming back in, because the two who are going to go down this year, whoever goes down this year, the likes of Airbus and whoever else goes with them, Airbus haven't had the greatest of years, but they all got the facilities. They're ready for the top league, so it may come into to be talked about again in a year or two's time. But, yeah, it's been a great success as a 12, but I've said it before, so you're not getting me in trouble. I'd like to see it back to 16.
No, I'm in a windy-up mood today. I want to get everybody into trouble.
Yeah, you have. You just have, because my co-producer alongside me has just given me the dirtiest look I've ever had. But,
you're not going to make it out of that building alive today. I just said that, yeah, we all know that there's been a 16-team conversation. One day we might be allowed to do a podcast on it. We might do a podcast of the close season. Anyway, let's move on to the present. This weekend's games. Of course, you can have your bet with Davabet. Go to davabet.com. Please gamble responsibly. And three games worth looking at on the Friday. Airbus against Kevin Druids, 5-4 for the Airbus win, 15-8 for the Druids win, and 12-5 for the draw. What do you say about that one, Jonah?
Well, I'm still seeing that the bookie still has a little faith in Airbus. In his eyes, he looks like he thinks they're going to still keep trying right to the end, and I hope they do, because they're just above even money at home. The Druids, you know, done well. They've done really well, and they're 15-8, so they're 2-1 away at Airbus after last week. You know, Airbus took a bit of a sound hiding at Newtown, getting beat 4-1. But the bookie's trying to tell you that Andy Thomas and Airbus are not down yet. If he can get three wins in a row, still, I know you've got to cling on to some sort of hope, right? Until the nail is finally lodged in it. But it looks a tough ask for him. I think they're almost out of it already, but the changing room might believe they can get out of it. So if they believe it now, they just got to carry on.
Well, we're all aware of what Rhyl need to do. Llandudno, we haven't spoken much about them of late. They now have new friends in Newtown challenging them for that playoff spot for Europe. Llandudno against Rhyl playing this weekend. Llandudno 8-11 for the home win. 16-5 for the Rhyl win, 11-4 for the draw. How's that one going to go?
In fear, right, of repeating myself, and I've got to make this apparent, right? These games are so close. Last Friday night was three draws. And I think for three draws, for something like about £5, it was about £130, right? Now, if you look at these again, Airbus, Kevin Druids, Llandudno, Rhyl, Aberystwyth, Newtown. The bookie is showing you there, Aberystwyth, Newtown, the next game we're going to talk about, 6-4, 6-4, easy that way. Llandudno, 8-11, 16-5. The three of these could be draws again. That's how tight they are. You could put a pin amongst them. And that most probably is, going back to the trouble you just got me in, the advantage of the 12 team is there's nobody getting smashed every week. So that'll be the answer from the people who like the 12. These games and this league has improved so much that every game is hard to forecast.
I presume at this stage, draws would suit Aberystwyth for quite a while now. You know, in the next few games, if they're draws, they're all right, aren't they?
I think Aberystwyth would like to beat Newtown at home, to be honest. I think, like you said, with Baker now, signed Baker at the back. They got Mark Jones signed a couple of weeks ago up top. You know, that. At Park Avenue as well with Newtown. Newtown have been on a good run, but no, I think Bishop won three. I think Bishop won three on Friday night. If I was an ABBA fan, if I was an ABBA player, yeah, you're in the bottom six. You're not playing TNS. You're not playing Bangor or Ballard. You're playing Newtown, who are on a good run, but I'm at home. I'm Aberystwyth. We're a good club. I won three against Newtown at home on a Friday night.
And then we look at the top six. So first game that comes across is Carmarthen against Bangor. Evens for the home win, 12-5 for Bangor to take it away, and 12-5 for the draw. What do you think of those odds?
Encouraging. I don't know how last week will affect Bangor, but they're still in the chase for an automatic place. We know third can get a European spot automatically, and they're still only 2 points behind Gap Connors Quay. So Bangor will be they'll be going for it, mate. Don't worry about that. And the bookmaker makes them quite a big outsider at 12-5. Carmarthen is still, their battle is to finish ahead of Cardiff Met. So I think Hazel would be see this Saturday as a great, great chance to get 4 or 5 points ahead of Cardiff Met. Because if he could win at home, the Met have to go up to Gapcorners Quay. That's a real big ask for them. It could be an important Saturday for Carmarthen Town. If they could get a win here, I think they could be halfway to getting a guaranteed fifth slot.
And it's 8-15 for that Gapcorners Quay win, 9-2 for the away for the Met, and 3-1 for the draw. And then it's the new Saints, the new champions, the old champions against Bala Town. Bala obviously wanting to secure second place. 11-1 Bala away, according to the bookies. That's a bit of a low-hanging fruit for somebody there, is it?
Yeah, it is once more, but I've been with the Bala fans quite a lot this season, and I spoke to Caton as well. What's he got to lose this weekend? They're on a great run, right? They're 6 points clear in second place. They haven't beaten TNS, I think, for about 4 years now. They've never beaten TNS, I don't think, in the top flight. I hope I'm not wrong, but I think I'm right. So I think they just need to go there on Saturday, get in the changing room, Kate, and chuck the ball at them and just say, go and play. You've got so many times you've tried to beat them, and I'm just saying, this is most probably what I do, so many times you've tried 2 up top, 1 up top, 3 up top, 4-4-2, you know, just say to the players, look, we haven't won you for 20, you've done so well over the last couple of months, that we've got a 6-point lead in second place, anything we get here today is a bonus, they're the champions, let's hope they, they're not chomping at the bit as much as they would be if they needed 4 points out of six to win the title. Let's go and have a good game of football against them and see what we get out of it.
Are you advocating the Bala player 0-0-10 formation on Saturday?
I'm just advocating. Throw the ball in there, right, and say to them, come on, you've been around long enough. Go and get, if I was Colin, I'd say, go and get me a point. If you get me 3, I'll take you out all night on a free beer.
The interesting odds on that one, 5-1 for the draw. That's possible, isn't it?
It is possible, definitely. But then saying that, you see how quick... Again, we're doing the game last week, and Bangor and TNS is 0-0 before half time. Bangor have had two great chances with headers the other end. Harrison's made two good saves, and within the space of 10 or 15 minutes, it's 3-0. They're great. In fact, TNS are great when other teams raise their spirits and think, oh, we got them here, and then they just cut your throat on the attack. So, like you said, whichever way you play against them, it's got to be a good day if you're going to get anything from them.
Well, we'll see how it goes this weekend. Once again, congratulations to TNS, and I suppose we could give ourselves a little pat on the back as well. We've been nominated for an award too. Yeah, Celtic Media Festival, Best Radio Show. We're up against Radio Wales and Radio Cymru, so no worries there. But this is the first time Jonah's left the country. He's going in a double propeller plane from Cheltenham Airport for a big jolly with us in the Isle of Man. Jonah, I think the one thing we have to say about getting the gong really is to thanks to everybody that listens and everybody that supports us, because without them, we haven't got a podcast really, have we?
Absolutely, Mac, and I've got to say this now, right, but there are people, because I go to every ground all the time, it's great when you go to these grounds all around the country, and people say, oh, hey, listen, I'm listening to that podcast, and I like it, and it's fantastic to hear that, but like you said, Mac, right, a big thank goes out to all the listeners, right, because without them, we're nothing, are we? It's brilliant, it's great to be involved in this Welsh Premier League, right, I've been involved in it a long time, and this is just another, bonus of being involved in it, and thanks to you, thanks to everybody else, we're in the Isle of Man.
And more importantly, Jonah's got the swishest hotel and he's staying 5-star at the FA of Wales expense. And before I forget, Danny Hughes, February goal of the month. Congratulations to you, Danny, for that attempt. That's it for this week. See you later, Jonah.
Yeah, nice one, Mac. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Sign up for your Duffer Bet account and support the WPL.